A clash between Americans and British over tea tradition. A Pennsylvania chemist finds herself in 208-degree hot water for suggesting alternative ways to steep and to stir. It's revolutionary. And did we mention our program comes out of Boston? NPR's Lauren Freyer introduces us to the chemist in question, Michelle Francel of Bryn Mawr College.
She thought her new book, called Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, would be a modest little chemistry tome with crossover appeal.
Thinking about caffeine, thinking about the molecules that give it its beautiful aroma.
Except there's this one line.
Here's the full book, and I'm going to look to see where I put the salt in.
For the perfect cup of tea, she advises warming the milk to reduce chances of curdling when it hits the water, and adding a pinch of salt to make the tea less bitter. Now, to anyone who's ever been in a relationship with a Brit or spent like 5 minutes in the UK, that sounds like blasphemy.
This scientist reckons that the only way to have a decent cup of tea is with a pinch of salt. That's what I said. Lunacy!
You'll be right. Hot milk and salt. Who is this person?
Those are local talk radio hosts Vic Minette and Tony McDonald. They had on-air call-ins from people like Jane Pettigrew, director of the UK Tea Academy, recipient of multiple World Tea Awards, and contributing editor of Tea Time magazine.
I've just made myself a cup of tea with some salt in it, and I have to say I don't like it much. Bizarre. It's very bizarre.
It's been 250 years since the last time Americans spoiled a whole lot of British tea with salt water in Boston Harbor. So the U.S. Embassy in London scrambled to issue a statement calling tea the elixir of camaraderie, a sacred bond that unites our nations. Here's the Embassy Public Affairs Officer Rodney Ford.
We want to assure the good people of the U.K. that the unthinkable notion of adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy. And never will be.
Except, as in Francel's book, there's this one little line at the end of the statement. The U.S. Embassy will continue to make tea the proper way, it says, by microwaving it. Heads are exploding across these British Isles. And in case you didn't catch this, the U.S. Embassy staff have a sense of humor.
It mostly seems all within kind of good fun. People are taking it, I'm going to make a terrible pun again, a grain of salt.
As for the author Francel at the center of this whole brew haha.
Well, my son lives in London, so now I'm worried, am I going to be able to visit him?
She's pretty sure she'll still be allowed into this country. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.